Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts' highest court has ruled that state courts should consider releasing some prisoners to help address the coronavirus pandemic. That ruling today says hearings should be held on releasing detainees who are being held on bail pre-trial and who are charged with less serious crimes. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been following this legal fight. Give us first, Deb, a little bit more information about today's ruling. No immediate releases, just hearings instead?
That's right. The court said that because of the pandemic, steps should be taken to reduce incarceration. So the justices say sheriffs, district attorneys, and defense attorneys should review cases to determine who might be eligible for release, file a motion, go before a judge, and hold a hearing within 2 days. And we should say, Lisa, this ruling was in response to an emergency petition that was filed by a coalition of groups. This coalition asked that categories of prisoners be determined eligible for release from incarceration. They argued there's no safe way to practice things like social distancing, so jails and prisons could become outbreaks of the disease that would then in turn spread into communities. Victoria Kelleher, who's president of the Massachusetts Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, was one of the plaintiffs. She says she's disappointed. She says the ruling applies to too few prisoners and it won't do enough to reduce incarceration because it's not clear how widespread the disease is now in correctional facilities.
We feel, you know, fairly certain that the numbers that are actually existing within these facilities are very high and are very concerned about what we anticipate is going to be a lot of very sick people. And unfortunately, some people are just not going to make it.
We should say, Lisa, that this ruling does require more information about numbers and to have the jails and prisons regularly report that to the high court.
And who does the ruling cover?
So pretrial detainees who have not committed serious crimes, and the ruling includes a list of crimes for which someone would not be eligible. Those being held pretrial who are not being held without bail. And also some of those who are incarcerated on some technical parole and probation violations. Those who have been convicted and sentenced are not eligible.
So what are the serious charges that would potentially keep an inmate in jail while awaiting trial?
Assault and battery, violent crimes against a person, domestic violence, certain sex offenses, serial operating under the influence charges. It's a rather long list of serious crimes.
As you've reported, seven district attorneys have opposed releasing prisoners on the grounds that such a move might subject the public to a different type of threat. What's the rationale in the Supreme Judicial Court's ruling?
Well, the ruling didn't so much address potential public safety threats as much as the legal basis for the SJC to change or revise sentences. The court said it didn't have the authority to do that, even though four district attorneys and State Attorney General Maura Healey argued that the SJC did have the power to do that because of the unprecedented nature of the pandemic. The seven DAs also argued that they're already reviewing cases to determine if people can be safely released.
What did some of the DAs say, those seven DAs?
About the ruling, they said that most of them said, you know, they're pleased. Bristol County DA Tom Quinn said that this is a plus for public safety.
I think it's should be very consoling to victims and the public that this mass release of thousands of defense will not take place. While there is a very serious public health crisis that we're all aware of, we're reviewing this on a case-by-case basis.
And Quinn said that the incarcerated population in his county is down 20% because he has been reviewing cases in an effort to keep prisoners separate as much as possible.
And just very briefly, Deb, how soon might some prisoners be released?
Well, that's not entirely clear. The SJC appointed what it calls a special master to review cases in each county to determine when motions might be filed, and they would submit that list for hearings and go from there.
Thank you. WBUR's Deborah Becker. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.